Society lives in a constant state of discontentment. We're not happy with our leaders, with our spouse, our children, or the things that we have. Our house is too small. Our TV is not the latest flat screen available in stores. And our smartphone devices don't have the latest technology or upgrades in software. So, what's a person to do in order to find contentment in such a restless world? And why can't we seem to find the contentment that we're looking for? You see, many of us are trying to fill a void of some kind in our lives. And unfortunately, we try to fill that void with things that can't satisfy. We look to fill the void with possessions or money, but we only end up wanting more. We try to fill it with relationships or sex, but we end up feeling even more empty and depressed than when we started. We keep trying to fulfill an expectation that the world has set, and we don't reach that expectation. We start feeling like we have failed. Do we ever sit back and see what it is that we have accomplished instead of focusing on what we haven't? We can't seem to see the forest for the trees. All of these things that we try to fill our lives with aren't necessarily bad things, but when they become the end goal and the reason for our being, we end up being discontent because those things were never meant to fulfill us. So then the remedy of the day is contentment. What is contentment? Well, it is to be free from care because of satisfaction with what is already one's own, if you allow me to paraphrase. In other words, a state of happiness and satisfaction, a peace within, for not being in fear of lack. Contentment, self-satisfaction, self-sufficiency, pleased within oneself. No longer trying to keep up with the Joneses. We move forward based upon our convictions. True contentment. Not what we can find in things, people, or circumstances. Contentment. How much food is enough food? When are you full? When are you happy? When are you content? How many pairs of clothes do you need? How many pairs of shoes? How many dresses? How many pairs of earrings? How many rings? How many watches? Before you're happy and content. How many homes do you need? A vacation home. A home in the hills. A home in the Hamptons. A home in the South. In multiple states. If you got it and you can get it, I understand. But what is it without contentment? For food, clothes, and shelter are our basic needs for life. Anything above is a plus to be grateful for. Stop running after things. Stop chasing. Find contentment. Learn to live in contentment.